Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for being a part of this evening. Amen. Of course, you know, we are on our regular schedule where we are in Long Island, New York, with Pastor Dawn Mixon. Before we move forward, for those of you who are listening by internet, you can call in. You can call in and be a part of this Blog Talk Radio once she opens up the mic and offers opportunity for questions or whatever at that time. Okay, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. Let me say that again. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can be connected to this Blog Talk Radio. As we move forward, we're going to we have those who are on our prayer list, and as we move over, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Dawn Mixon. There are those who are asking for prayer. I believe Pastor Robinson is seeking another church, and he's asking for prayer for that, as well as there are those who have cancer who are asking for prayer as well. So we're going to move on over to Long Island, New York, and the next voice you hear will be Pastor Dawn Mixon from out of Long Island, New York. Pastor Mixon, are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Glad to be back on with you on tonight, on this third Wednesday
Amen.
Night. Please call somebody, text somebody. Let them know we're on the line tonight. I pray that you will open your hearts and your minds to hear a word from the Lord. I believe that we are in a season and time for the greatest season of those who are connected in the kingdom of God. And even though it looks like the reverse, I believe God is going to do something that we may not have expected, because God does not always work in our time frame or how we see it. I've learned some time ago that when we captivate God in our own mindset, the Bible lets us know that faith comes by hearing. But you have to understand, when faith comes by hearing, you are limited in your faith based on what you hear. And you cannot open your mind to anything greater in your life if what you hear is nothing more than doubt and failure. And so I charge you, people of God, to take God out of the box. Take him out of the realm of your captivity and let him be God. Because, honestly, God is so much bigger than our largest thought of him. And so, you know, sometimes in order to increase our faith, we have to broaden our hearing. And so I want us to understand, no matter what you're maybe going through right now, God is bigger than any situation that you're going through. And we cannot listen to the report of the doctors or listen to the report of the lawyers. We must believe the report of the Lord. And, you know, what I find is that we find ourselves in a place where we close God in based on the result that the doctor gave us, or that the lawyer gave us, or what you may have heard from somebody else. And so when we hear something from somebody else, we close God in that statement. And God is bigger than the statement. So even though it says that you are positive, God works in the negative of what you were diagnosed with. Can I get somebody to help me in here on today?
Amen.
And so
Amen.
I want you to get excited where you are, because the
yes.
doctor said one thing. Don't hold on to
yes.
it. Open up your faith
yes.
and know what God said. So the reading of the word of the Lord, it helps us, broaden us, it builds us, it opens our ear passage so that we can hear God. So we're going to Genesis, or geniuses as we call it, what is the genealogy of the Bible. We're going to start at chapter 30, read verses 25 to 43. Now, I want to read it out of the easy-to-read version. So, again, it may be a little different from what you may have in front of you, but I want to be able to open up the text so we can get an understanding of what God is saying. Our subject on tonight is going to be Stay Ahead of Your Enemy. Stay ahead of your enemy. And so it doesn't matter what your enemy has planned. Please know that when you are connected to God, God is always a step ahead of him, because he
yes.
already knows and designed your life prior to you being here. And so if you would just go with me into a word of prayer. Father and our God, we thank you, Almighty God, for this word that is going to go forth. We pray that the power of God and the anointing of God will come through this phone line to the point where healing shall take place. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That life will take place and what was dead will rise again. I believe, God, I believe what you said in your word, and I believe that there is a life-changing experience that will take place on this line tonight for those who hear and will open up their faith unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. All right, we're going to Genesis 30, and we're going to start at verse 25 out of the easy-to-read version. The Bible says, after the birth of Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, "Now let me go back to my own homeland and give me my wives and my children. I have earned them by working for you. You know that I served you well." And Laban said to him, "Please, let me say something. I know that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Tell me what I should pay you, and I will give it to you." Jacob answered, "You know that I have worked hard for you. Your flocks have grown and been well while I cared for them. Verse 30, when I came, you had little. Now you have much, much more. Every time I did something for you, the Lord blessed you. Now it is time for me to work for myself. It is time to do things for my family." I'm going to stop right there for a minute because I want to kind of open up something here, because there are many of us who have found that whenever we are connected with God in some way or some form, we are connected to people, not necessarily by chance, but there are some people that we're connected to that we may have not expected to be connected to in life, and some connections that we have in life are for seasons, and they're not for longevity. And oftentimes, because of our emotional connection through our relationship, there is an emotional connection that takes place. And when someone is doing something for us and they're doing something good for us, we don't want to lose out on that. We have to realize that some of us are the blessing to many others. And the reason why they won't release you or don't want to release you is because you've been making things better for them. And even though you were making things better for them, you were neglecting things for yourself. And oftentimes we are can get so emotionally tied that we cannot do what we're called to do by God or do what we need to do, because we are being held back, not because of the word of the Lord, but we're being held back by emotional connections. And so we've got to realize, you got to know what God has designed for you to do. And know that whatever you're doing it because I'm serving the purpose of a fulfillment for a season. And seasons come and seasons go. And please know that you can make your seasons longer and your winters longer than they need to be or have to be due to connections. And so here, when we look at the subject concerning Laban and Jacob, Jacob had worked hard for his father-in-law. He worked 7 years in order for us to understand the whole story of Jacob and Laban. We've got to understand who they are, their relation to one another, what connected Laban and Jacob. And so I want us to really kind of understand that, or I wanted to stop there so we can understand that there are sometimes that we are in people's life and we are the blessing, and sometimes we are the thing that causes it to grow. And I know this to be true. When you are a true child of God and you're a connected and anointed person of God, and you don't have to have a mic in your hand to be anointed or to bring blessings to someone's house. Whenever you go, and I know there are some people who can witness this, you can go into a store, you can go into a restaurant, and nobody's in there. And soon as you get in there, you turn around, the line is so long, you're trying to figure out, what in the world? Nobody was here when we first got here. But all of a sudden, there was an increase, because sometimes you are the blessing that came into that house to cause the increase. And when we realize that that increase doesn't always only just work for those whose house you come in, but that increase mm-hmm. works for your own house. And a lot of times we negate the fact that we are the anointed of God. And there, because we are anointed of God, we are the heirs and joint heirs of God, there are things and blessings that come to us that we delay because we don't want to receive the blessings ourselves that we give to others. And so know that because you are a child of God, you are the blessing of God so to many people. So let's get back into the word of the Lord. Let's see. The Bible says, and Jacob answered, verse 29, I'm going to read that. You know that I have worked hard for you. Your flocks have grown and have been well. While I cared for them, when I came, you had little. Now you have much, much more. Every time I did something for you, the Lord blessed you. And now it is time for me to work for myself. You got to know when it's time for you. Amen. And so when it was time for him, he said, it is time to do the things for my family. And Laban asked, he said, then what should I give you? Jacob answered, I don't want you to give me anything. I only want you to let me do this one thing. I will go back and take care of your sheep, but let me go through all your flocks today. Take every black young goat and every female goat with stripes or spots, and that will be my pay. If in the future you can easily see if I am honest, you can come to look at my flock. If I have any goat that isn't spotted or any sheep that isn't black, you will know that I have stolen. Laban answered, I agree to that. We will do what you ask. But that day Laban hid all the male goats that had spots, and he hid all the female goats that had spots on them. He also hid all the black sheep, and Laban told his sons to watch these sheep. So the sons took all the spotted animals and laid them to another place. They traveled for 3 days. Jacob stayed and took care of all the animals that were left. Then Jacob cut green branches from poplar bark so that the branches had white stripes on them. And he put the branches in front of the flock at the watering place. When the animals came to drink, they also mated in that place. And then when the goats mated in front of the branches, the young that were born were spotted, striped, or blacks. Jacob separated the spotted and the black animals from the other animals in the flock, and he kept the animals separated from Laban. And any time the strong animals in the flock were mating, Jacob would put the branches before their eyes, and the animals mate near those branches. But when the weaker animals made it, Jacob did not put the branches there. So the young animals born from the weak animals were Laban's, and the young animals born from the strong animals were Jacob's. And in this way, Jacob became very rich and had large flocks. Many servants, camels, and donkeys. Okay, so let's look at the relationship between Laban and Jacob. Let's first deal with Jacob. Jacob has been known as the heel catcher. He is known as the trickster. He is the one who had tricked his brother out of his birthright, and now he meets his match when he meets Laban. He finds his daughter Rachel and falls in love with Rachel. Some of you on the line may know the story. He loved Rachel. Rachel's beauty was undeniable. And when he saw her, he had to have her. But when it was time, he talked with her father, and he said, I want you to work 7 years for Rachel. When he worked 7 years, he says, okay, I'll give her to you. And when it was time for her, for him to marry her, he finds himself in a place when he marries, he finds that he is not marrying Rachel, but he is marrying the elder sister. And Laban says, now listen, now this is our custom here. I can't give you Rachel until the first sister's married. And so I'll give you Leah and give her her first week, and then I'll give you Rachel. And so here through all of this time, he marries Leah and he marries Rachel and works all this time, but he wasn't getting his pay. He wasn't getting what he was worth. He wasn't getting what was due for him. He was working hard for his father-in-law, and he was building his father-in-law's household, but he was unable to build his own household. So he came to his father-in-law and said, listen, I've worked hard for you. Now it's time for me to take care of my family. I need to go back home to my homeland so I can raise my family and do what I've done for you and so that I can build for myself. And he says, listen, let's just give me what you owe me, Laban, so I can go on out of here. And so he says, listen, Laban. Laban says, listen, I understand what you're saying. And then he says to you, what do I owe you? Tell me what you want me to give you. He said, I don't want you to give me anything because you can't give me anything because everything I have, I've worked for. And so you're not handing me anything. You're paying me what you owe me. And so sometimes we got to get to an understanding that there are some of us that worked in the kingdom, and God is getting ready to pay us what we deserve and what we're supposed to have. But a lot of times we're so busy working for so many other people. My God. And this is really for those who are in leadership, those who are working hard. He said, God, I'm getting ready to raise a generation of warriors who are going to come up, a generals that are coming up, because there are so many generals, watch this, that have gone and left off the scene, good generals that we have had in the kingdom who have transitioned. And so there are some who are going to have to come and take over. And we have to understand, we have been going through a season where the people who have been in charge have been in charge to glorify themselves and not glorify God. And so God said there's a shift that's about to take place in the kingdom. All of the generals that have gone off the scene that have been in the kingdom of God, he said, I've been training you, I've been working you. All of those who have been coming up now, they're not little children, they're not little babies, they're not little ones who have been in the kingdom who have just come in, but they have worked under somebody, they have been taught under somebody. And you've got to understand, you can't just come in and go to different people. And a lot of times when I go out to preach in different places, they ask me, who am I connected to? Who is over me? Not who am I over. They want to know who is over me, because they want to make sure that whoever I'm connected to, there's somebody that I have to answer to. And you've got to come to an understanding, there's always somebody that we've got to answer to. There's always someone that God has given over us that keeps us and protects us, and that until we can get out on our own. And so I realized that when I was growing up and I knew I had to do ministry, I knew I had to start somewhere. And so I started in the bathrooms. We used to clean the church. We used to usher. We used to do all the stuff that a lot of folks don't want to do because it ain't the limelight. It ain't the spotlight on them. It was a good place when you were in downstairs cleaning the bathroom, in the kitchen cooking, and you were straightening up, and you would come in on Saturdays and clean. See, nobody sees those people. So a lot of times they're overlooked, and they're not looked at as someone in the kingdom that is valuable. But can I tell you, those are some of the most valuable people who work behind the scenes. They work behind the scenes, and they keep that train running. They keep things going. And see, all of the time, we're looking at those who are before us. And see, sometimes you got to be careful before you want to get up in what they call the circuit or the limelight, because those are the people who get exposed the most. My God, because those are the ones that are seen. And you got to make sure that your anointing or your character can take you where and keep you where your anointing is going to take you. And so if your character is not right, you got to make sure that God cleans you up where you are. So when you work for those things that God has for you. And so, listen, Jacob said, I'm out of this now. I got to work for myself now. I got to build. My family is growing. And everything that I've done for you, the Lord has blessed you. He said, because when I came here, you didn't have nothing. You didn't have anything. But since I've been here, the Lord has blessed you and has caused growth. He said, so let's have this understanding. He says, listen, all you have to do for me is give me let me go through the flock and let me get all of the spotted flocks that you have, and give me all the spotted goats and different things like that, and let me have the sheep that are black, and that way you know that what I picked out, you know this is something that we agreed to, my God. But here, Jacob the trickster, the heel catcher, has met his match, because when he makes this decision, he says Laban agrees to it, but Laban does something sneaky. Now, you have to understand, if Laban has already tricked you once, then he tricked you twice. Now, you've got to understand that Jacob kind of knows his pattern. And you can't trick a trickster, because Jacob said, listen, I was captivated by love, but now I woke up because now I need to take care of my family, and I have nothing to take care of because everything is going to you. And so now I got to make sure that I can take my household and my children and my wives and my children and go to my homeland. So you give me what we agreed to. But Laban does something. Laban says, listen, I can't let go of my source, my money maker. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take all and hide all the male goats that are spotted. He said, and he hid all the female goats that had spots on them. And then he also hid all the black sheep. And then he told his sons, now I'm going to take them to another area and you watch them. You go over there and you watch them, because I can't let him live off of the good stuff. My God. And can I tell you, the enemy doesn't want you to live off the good stuff. But can I tell you, what is designed for you is for you. And it doesn't matter what people do or what the enemy does. Let's just take it what it is. It's spiritual. The enemy tries to use people to hold you back from what God has purpose for your life. But please know that whatever somebody has tried to do to stop or block the progress of God in your life, it doesn't matter what they extract or take away from you or even try to hide from you. God is always one step ahead of your enemy. He's always step ahead. He's always got one thing over the enemy. So one thing you got to realize, no matter what people do or what the enemy tries to do, God has already predestined. I'm going to say this every time I get on the line. He has already predestined your steps, preordered your steps. So therefore, there is nothing that anybody can hide or take away, because what God will do is God will change and alter things in your favor. And what they thought they took away for you, they really only made it better for you. Oh, my God. And when we start seeing what God is doing for his people, don't get nervous. Don't get upset. Don't get upset because it seems as if everybody else around you is getting blessed, and it seems that every time you turn around, you're getting attack after attack. Please know, whenever promotion shows up and whenever God is getting ready to take you to another level, whenever God's going to take you somewhere else, oh my God, the enemy always tries to attack what's around you. He won't attack you because he knows he can't do anything to you. So because this is your season and your time, and he can't attack you in your season, your time, but what he do, just like he did with Job, he'll attack everything around you, oh my God, to make you run away from God. But anybody knows that, who is truly connected with God and have a relationship with God, all you're doing is pushing me closer to God. Because when you allow, when an attack is launched on me, oh my God, that's when we get connected to God. We pray harder. We get in connection with God. Yes. That's when we rally around one another. That's when we push one another, and we're empowering one another. So what you're doing is, when you bring an attack, what you really do is bring a unified body together, which was once separated now will come together and unify with one another. Can I tell you, there's some of you on the line that need God. Know that the attack that is coming over your life is not to break you or hurt you or destroy you. The attack that is on your life in this season is to make you better and to push you forward, to catapult you into the place where God wants you to be. He is about to catapult you into the place that he said that I promised you. So don't get upset and don't get to the place where you get fearful. This is a time where you to mount up, people of God, and know that God is getting ready to use you in this season like he's never used you before. The Bible says, listen, that Jacob said, okay, I'm going to stay here with what's left. And he takes and he starts stripping the branches, and he said when he stripped the branches, he would take the strong one, and he would put them in front of those branches, and then at the same time when he would take them to the place to water them, that was the same time they would mate. And so whenever they would mate, they would brush up against the branches, and it would leave spots, and it would leave stripes. Y'all don't see what God is doing. And so while Laban is hiding the animals, here is Jacob allowing the animals to spot themselves. So when he sees them, oh my God, it stains them. Oh my God, I come to let you know that you got a stain on you that's going to be with you, that is going to cause a blessing for you. So the Bible says that when he did this, he only did this with the strong flock. He left all the weak ones, my God, and he didn't put them in front of the branches, but he put the weak ones, and those were the ones that Laban ended up with. And every time the enemy tries to give you something that was not for you, God will always send a way to bless you and cause things to happen that wasn't supposed to happen. And while the enemy, my God, there's some of you right now who've got the enemy baffled because he does not know how in the world, while I was setting this up for your failure, oh my God, God turned things around and put something in you to set it up for your good. Okay, that's the route you want to take, enemy? God's already given me another route. He's already shown me another way. And let me tell you something, people of God, God will give you vision. He will give you purpose. He will show you what you need to do. And when that vision and that purpose comes forth, every device that the enemy tries to come against you, it ain't going to prosper. Yes. It ain't going to work. Every lie that's talked against you is not going to work. Every device that tried to come against you, every time they tried to say this or try to say that, I come to encourage you, God's got another plan. My God. Yes. My God. Yes. So you've got to understand that everything, that's why he lets us know that every weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Yes. We hear this all the time. It doesn't mean that it won't get formed. It just means it ain't going to work. It's not going to prosper. It ain't going to come out to anything. It ain't going to mount up to anything. So once you got this weapon in front of me, but God said, I'm taking the defense mechanism out of your weapon. He said, you can have it, but it ain't going to work. And every time you try to shoot,
it ain't going to work.
Nothing going to come out of it. Why? Because I have purpose for you. And you can't die in this season because God has too much for you to do. And so it doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what the lawyer says. It doesn't matter what has come in your life. It doesn't matter what's on your children or your children's children. It doesn't matter what has come forth. It doesn't matter how the enemy may try to bring depression and might put these things in the forefront. I started off this evening by saying to you, allow your faith, my God, to be open. Why did I say that to you? Because you have to understand, we often listen to the report that we hear. We often listen to the things that we hear, and we internally take it and ingest it in our ears. And it's amazing because we will believe a bad report before we believe God. Mm-hmm. Yes. And because the doctor is looking at what he sees or what she sees, God said, I don't want you to look at what you see, my God. Because when you look at what you see, my God, it's going to cause you to retreat and hide. He said, but I want you to look at the thing that you can't see, because the thing that you can't see is the thing that's going to bring you out. So the thing that I can't see, I don't work on. So what you got to understand is whatever's visible to you ain't really the truth. Somebody said, well, Pastor, that don't make any sense, because logically, when I look at it, when I look at my report, everything says everything has gone haywire. When I look at what I'm facing, these giants are too big. When I look at what I'm facing, it is impossible. It is impossible for it to work in my favor. So God has always shown us how in the world he works. How does he work? He doesn't work with the things that we see, because if we work with the things that we see, my God, we will never get nothing accomplished. We will never, my God, because God realizes that when we have fallen into sin, what happened was there is an emotional connection that took place that caused us to be swayed with our emotions and feelings. And so when we get swayed with our emotional and feelings, we trust what we feel and not what we know. My God, tonight, we trust what we feel and not what we know. And even though we know that this can't happen, but we feel like it's going to happen. So you got a lot of times where we don't even see the outcome. You've got to try. I've been telling folks this for the last, I don't know how many months. Trust the process. Oh, my God, because in the process, there are going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be mountains. There's going to be valleys. But you got to trust the process. I was doing something. I had a makeup artist who was doing my makeup for a photo shoot that I did. Now, there's some makeup that I know some women may understand and some may not. But, you know, I've seen bad makeup jobs. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. I had to trust in somebody that I've never seen work on me before. I had to trust them that I'm going to like what I see. And so I couldn't really see what she was doing, but I kept seeing her reaching for different things. And I said, oh, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to like this color on me, because that's not what I'm used to. Y'all ain't catching it. It's not what I'm used to. And so a lot of times we get attached to what we're used to, thinking God will always do the used to thing. But the truth is, God is going to grab some things that you never expected. And when you look at the end result, the process, you look better than you ever thought you could ever look.
Hallelujah.
To the point I looked at myself, I said, who are you? And where have you been? Have you ever been to a place in your life where God started altering and changing things in your life that you couldn't even recognize where you were, how you got there, when you got there? All you know is you said that this had to be God. And I'm telling you on the line tonight, you've got to trust God's process. Because in the process, sometimes it gets heavy. Sometimes in the process, it gets hard, it gets weary, and we don't know what God is doing. We're sitting up there panicking. My God, when we realize when you have relationship with God and connection with God, you learn how to trust the process. And while you're looking at this, and it's so funny because my sister came and went through the same process, and she did the same thing I did. She let the same makeup artist come, and she said, oh, my God, I don't use that. I don't use eyelashes. She started talking about, I said, trust the process. Let her do what she does, because she's a master at what she does. Trust the process. And we get worried. We get afraid because, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to look like. I don't know what's going to be the outcome. And when she turned around and saw herself, her mouth dropped because she couldn't believe, because it wasn't what she's used to. And God said, I'm getting ready to make you over. I'm getting ready to change things around you. I'm getting ready to alter you in a place that you never saw. And I'm going to grab colors that you've never seen before. I'm getting ready to put you in positions that you've never been in before. And he said, because I've got to put you in an uncomfortable place for you to enjoy what I'm getting ready to give you. And so those of you on the line tonight, I feel God in here today. Those of you who are on the line who are in an uncomfortable position and place, and you're ready to move to the next step in your life, but you're being captivated and you're being held captive where you are by your enemy, please know, trust the process that God is doing in your life, because God is going to bring you out better than you went in. You went in with nothing, having nothing, and building for somebody else and doing for other people. God said, what you've done for others, he said, I'm going to make it better for you. He said, watch this. The Bible says that in verse 43, it says, in this way, Jacob became very rich when he did what he did. In verse 42, he said, let me read that first so you can see where I'm going with that. He said, but when the weaker animals made it, Jacob did not put the branches there. So the young animals born from the weak animals were Laban's, and the young animals born from the strong animals were Jacob. In this way, Jacob became very rich, and he had large flocks, many servants, camels, and donkeys. Listen, God said, the way I'm getting ready to reverse this in your decision and in your favor is not even for you to understand. God said, all I want you to do is catch the vision of what I put in you. You don't have to understand the vision. And watch this. The people that are around you don't have to understand the vision. Folks that are around you are tired of the process. When are we going to move further up where we're supposed to be? Your family's asking God, when you going to do it? How you going to do it? Stop asking questions and trust the process. Know that God knows what he's doing, and he's a master at everything he does. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible lets us know, in Genesis, he lets us know that whenever he made anything that he made, he said when he made it and it was good. And know that what he makes is good. And there were times when he said, and it was very good. Why? Because God said that he knows what he's doing. Watch this. And the good that is in God, he placed in you. And the same mechanism that he gave, that he has, he gave to mankind. Do you not realize that you have power in your tongue? You have power to reverse decisions. And if I can get the vision of God, the purpose of God, I can speak into that vision and allow it to come forth. And so what I need you to understand is stop looking at the process and look at the end result. Just wait for it. Wait for it. Because when you wait for it, you're going to be mind blown. And God said, I'm going to put you in a place that you never expected. Because when you come out of the box and stop capping God, putting God in this one place, saying this is as much as God can do. Oh, my God, when you understand the sky is the limit with God and beyond the sky, because God does stuff that we can't expect. That's the reason why some of us are where we are, because we limit God, because we have limited ourselves. When you limit yourself, you don't think that you can have better. Stop thinking that we are supposed to be poor. I don't know who told the church or who told the people outside of the church that we're supposed to be broke and be poor. Why in the world would God have his own children broke and poor if he has a cattle on a thousand hills? He got streets paved with gold. In other words, he uses gold dust to fill up his potholes in heaven, but you want me to be broke down here? That is not the will of God for his children. And when we understand we can take the limits off God and don't let anybody put us in a cap place. You mean it's all right for entertainers who don't know God and don't want to connect with God and connect with the devil? They are supposed to be more blessed in the kingdom of God? That don't even sound right. And every time somebody tell you, I thought you was a preacher, and I thought, why they always got all that money? Because God gave it. And don't let nobody downplay you. Don't let nobody ask any of these other people where they get their money from. Didn't nobody ask Michael where he got his money from? They didn't care about about Michael's money. They cared about Michael's lifestyle. And they still, to this day, he's dead and gone. And they still, his name is still prevalent, even in the young people today. So it's amazing to me that the people of God are supposed to do without, but the enemy's children can have whatever they want. No, that's backwards. I need the people of God in here to rise up and let them know, take your limits, take the blinders off your eyes, take the limits off of God, and let God do what he does, because he's the best one at what he does. And stop going to other people to try to get them to do God's job, because Amen. Only God can do what he does. And this is the thing about God said to you, he promised you a thing, and then when the process is a struggle, we turn it around and ask somebody else for their advice. No, go to God. He's the one that's promising it to you. They're not giving it to you. It's God. What should I do, sis? What should I do, bro? Go to God. He's going to give you an understanding of what's about to unfold
Yes.
And don't rush. You can't rush a good thing. That's what I was told. You can't rush a good thing. And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. We want to rush it and just, no, God said, I'm not just giving you anything. I'm giving you stuff that's custom designed, especially for you. This wasn't made for anybody else. It was made for you. And so when we look at the life of Jacob and Laban, Jacob said, I had enough. I had enough. It is time for God, for me to walk in the purpose and the promise of God for my life. And if I could do it for me, I know that God can do it for me. All right, it's time for me to open up the line. I hope somebody got something to add to this, because I want the people of God to know that they are blessed. They are blessed, highly favored of God, and don't let nobody outside of God or inside of God tell you you're not supposed to be. Amen?
Yes.
Open up the lines and just talk to me. Let me know what God is saying to you on today. And if you know this is your season and you're a general in this season, I want you to walk in it, talk in it. Let them know that this is where God has called me to be. And don't back down, people of God. Don't back down. Do your job and do your job in the kingdom well. And don't let nobody take pride in what you do for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Don't let nobody else take that away from you and tell you that, no, you get, I know who could do it better. That's them. God didn't give me that gift. God gave me my gift. And I'm going to work the gift God gave me. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Open up the line. Open up the line. Talk to me on tonight, because I want the blessed folk in here to know they're blessed, to let folks know where they are. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is anybody a step ahead of their enemy? Can I tell you, on this last couple of weeks, I have been under such an attack since the Lord has put in a position where He is about to elevate me in a purpose. And I said, you know, God, I thank God for the promotion. I said, but God, I want you to put me in a place where my character can keep me. And I said, I'm going to do everything in my power, everything that I can do under the anointing of God to do right by God. And let me tell you something. When you say yes to God, the enemy is going to try you. And he literally went around me and started attacking folks in my family. And the one thing I love about my family is that my family, my God, I've got anointed, powerful people in my family. And when attack comes, that's what we rise up and we unite with one unite with one another. And we will not allow the enemy to cause a force to come. And I said, God, what in the world is going on? He said, trust the process. Watch what I do. Watch what I do. I said, yes, Lord. I said, there were times I was about to well up and cry. He said, hold your peace. Hold your peace. He said, because I got you. And when you know, oh, my God, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. First, yes, Lord. When you know that God's got you, you sit back in trouble. You sit back in storms, and you wait out the storm. It just lets me understand, just like Paul. And then when the ship was wrecked, my God, they held on to what was left. And please know that God is allowing you to hold on to what is left. And I don't care how much rain, how much lightning, how much thunder. I don't care how much rocks your boat. Stay in God. Don't move. He's got everything that you need. And I'm learning to ride this storm. And I'm watching it. And at the same time, I'm at the point where I'm laughing at the enemy. Because this is your best shot. This is what you came with. I said, okay, this is what you came with. Guess what we're getting ready to come with? Because our weapon is greater than yours. Because our God is greater. Amen. Our God is stronger. Our God is greater, is higher than any other. So therefore, come with it. Because we're ready to take this by force. And so we have to understand that it's time for y'all to take it by force. And anybody that's on this line tonight, I'm here to encourage you that even though there are blessings that are happening in your life, please know that the enemy is not happy with what God is doing for you. He is not happy at all. And so therefore, just trust the process. Trust the process that whatever is getting ready to happen is about to bless you. Anybody else want to say anything on tonight?
Good evening. How you doing? This is Preacher's Miles out of Jersey.
God bless you, sir.
God bless. I just want to say this to you. When you sent me to save the date, and I thank you for it, I got to go on my calendar. I'll be there like I
all
told
right,
you.
Sir.
And I had a tux ready. But
oh
I want
God
to
bless
say,
you.
All right, but I wanted to say to you, when you're going through the storm, and I said to before, I don't know if you remember it, you're going through the storm for one reason, and when I go through mine, see, that storm is removing trash.
Yeah, I love it.
The storm is moving trash out your way. So all you got to do is be still. So when that storm comes through, just sit there. God bringing that storm, he's moving that trash.
Love it. Yeah.
You always remember that. Because trust me, I go through many a storm. And I have to get ministered to myself. And because the spirit, I'm removing trash. My bishop, Bishop Larry D. Palmer out of Waldorf, Maryland, he tells me all the time, son, you got to make your circle smaller. And the way that your sun is going to get smaller, it's going to be storms. And that tells me those storms are moving trash. God bless you.
God bless you. That's powerful, sir. That's powerful, sir.
Yes,
but you know what? Storms exposes trash. That too. It shows you exactly. That's so good. It shows you where it is. Because not until the storms come, it gets it out of the areas that you didn't see before. That's powerful, sir. I love that. And y'all need to take that and run with it. Take that and run with it because he's exposing the trash. He's getting rid of the trash because that's when God can show you all the stuff that needs to come out of you or come out from wherever it's at that ain't supposed to be attached to you, ain't supposed to be with you. God said, that's got to go.
And it's taking you higher because, see, remember, that enemy is trying to attack you on your spiritual level. And God's moving that trash so that you can see what trash is. Let me be quiet. Let somebody else talk. God bless.
Man, I'm telling you, go ahead and finish this message for me. Go ahead and finish it up for me. I love it.
We'll talk offline on the book. Okay? God bless.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Anybody else want to share anything tonight?
God bless you, Pastor. This is Sister Regina. I just wanted to say, as you were talking about our adjustments and the shift, as the storms are coming forth, it is adjustments, and through each and every storm, it comes forth. You're not giving up, because God is not going to let you give up, dude. You just got to trust the process, and it's adjustments. And if you can accept the adjustment and change, you can go forth and handle what the enemy is trying to go forth and really to take you over, to succumb you and cause doubt. And it's always trust the process, but trust the word that's in the Bible to go forth and continue to move forward. And even though, as you're saying, move the trash out the way, it's just moving it and guiding it, because now as you're moving the trash, you're refining it and you are doing this process of recycling. You're recycling and taking it back and using it for your good. It's not it's not where it's trying to hurt or harm you, but you're going to use it for your good.
And that's it. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So it's working out for your good. Absolutely. It's absolutely working out for your good. And I just want to encourage people, when we're living in a strange season, in a strange time, in a strange land, it amazes me because if we don't have God, I don't understand how people are doing this without him. How are people doing this without God? Because we've got to understand. Time and chance happens to everybody. And there are things that are going storms, whether you're with God or you're not with God, there are storms. But I know I can't handle storms without him. If he ain't there, my God.
Amen.
You know, this is the difference between those who are in God and those who are not with God. Because some people go through the same things that you go through who don't survive it because they don't know how to connect with God. And so when you got that connection, my God, I tell you, there's nothing like it. I won't give him up for nothing in this world because he's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I want to encourage those who in your families. You know, sometimes people get sick of hearing about God in your families, but I guarantee you, when something tragic happens in your life, you're the first person they're gonna run to. They didn't want to try it before. But all of a sudden, when tragedy strikes, then I know who I can go to. You stay in that thing. Don't give up because they're going to come to you one way or another. They're going to come to you voluntarily or involuntarily, but they're going to come. Amen? Amen. So I'm so blessed by these third Wednesdays, and I hope you're enjoying the word of the Lord with us on today. Take these nuggets that God has given us and use them for the purpose that God has, because God, please know that God has given all of us, everybody that's on this line, everybody that's been birthed, he's birthed you with a purpose. And
that purpose is
to help build the kingdom of God, not build ourselves, but we are to build one another in the kingdom of the Lord. And I pray that everybody here is from different areas. And the thing about it is, from the area you're in, you can build that part of the kingdom. We're building this part of the kingdom. And guess what? When the kingdom is built, let me tell you, when I tell you the enemy is mad, my God, because I tell you what, what's going on right now is when we're looking at all this strangeness and all this craziness that's happening in our world right now, this is a storm, and all the trash is coming out the bag.
Amen.
The trash is actually being exposed, and we're seeing it for what it is. And
that's right.
Like, we're getting upset, and we're getting frustrated. This is what God wants to happen, so we can see what we're dealing with. And what we're dealing with, God said, I'm going to empower y'all to take this world by force. And so let's go on and just mount up believers, and let's take it by force in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you enjoy the on today. I can't wait to hear and see, hear the testimonies. I want you to come next third Wednesday with a testimony from the Lord. I'm going to open up the lines for that because I want to hear some testimonies. I want to hear what God is doing in your life. And how he's changing and altering in this shift. Amen. God bless you, Elder Clay, Lady Clay. God bless y'all. And y'all just keep passing on in prayer. And we're believing God for all of you. And all those who are asking for prayer, we'll be praying for you. And please keep my family in prayer and our church family. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
On that
amen.
Relationship and faith we have in God. You have to consider who controls the storm. And maybe the tree falls in 100-mile-per-hour winds and block that road. But maybe there's a flood ahead. And if you had continued above another mile, you've been swept away. God, you know, that relationship you have with God has protected you. You had to take a different route.
Amen.
You would have gone the wrong way, just out of habit. And that's what you're accustomed going down that particular road to get you home. But maybe it's going to take you a couple minutes longer because that tree fell. But anyway, you were saved from a flood. But it's having that faith and that relationship in God. And that could be even physical issues that we have. Doctors can tell us, you know, you're really, this is terminal. And sometimes we give up. And we don't maintain that faith. And that love and relationship in God, because he's the one who has the ultimate say in the matter.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all I can say is hallelujah.
Man,
my goodness, what a word. What a word. For those of you listening, if you did not get anything from this, I don't know what's going on with you, because that was a powerful word. And what I've gained from it is that when you're going through a storm, as she said, learn to ride the storm. Amen. And trust the process. We do thank you, Pastor Mixon. You are always blessing us in a mighty way. We do thank you so much. It is time that we're going to close, and we do thank you. We like to invite you back next Wednesday, and we will keep you up in prayer, your church as well as your elevation. May God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. I have
I face the dawn.